Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dave Leventhal is here from the Center for Public Integrity, editor at large. And Democrats are turning their focus to South Carolina. Dave, just in the week since we've talked, how has this race changed? I mean, we talked last week before last week's debate, remember?
It's changed significantly, Susan, although not necessarily in the ways that a lot of people might have expected it even a week ago, coming off, for example, the huge performance that Elizabeth Warren had in the debate prior to the caucuses in Nevada. She went on the rampage against Michael Bloomberg. She hit him with everything that she got, and it really didn't turn out to mean too much for her, at least in the context of the Nevada caucuses, where she finished a distant, what will likely be fourth, maybe fifth, depending on everything still settles in that caucus, which was better than Iowa, but still not too great in terms of counting votes. So Bernie Sanders right now is at the top of the heap. Everyone is going to be aiming at Bernie Sanders in the debate that's coming up, the new debate that's coming up tonight ahead of the South Carolina primaries. So Michael Bloomberg may have been a major target. He will still be a target, but Bernie Sanders is leading in many polls, and he's also in the driver's seat when it comes to capturing not just wins in individual states, but the all-important delegates that come with them, the delegates that go to the national convention and will ultimately decide which Democrat is the Democratic nominee for president of the United States in 2020.
You know, looking at what happened in the debate last week and then what happened in Nevada, you mentioned Elizabeth Warren's strong performance. It didn't really matter in the caucus. So should we expect this debate to move the needle at all for South Carolina?
It's possible. Now, one factor here, Brian, is early voting. There are a lot of people who have cast ballots not only in Nevada, and there was early voting there, but in other states, including Super Tuesday states, several million votes have already been cast in those various states. So, yes, it can move the needle, but the question is really how much is it going to move the needle? And are a lot of people whose minds could be swayed not going to be swayed by virtue of them just simply not having the opportunity to vote again? There's the old funny adage, vote early, vote often, but you can only vote once. And as a result of that, you're going to have some people who are locked in to the person that they've already voted for better or for worse. And no matter what happens at the debate, well, that's their vote.
All right. It's a CBS debate tonight. We're going from six candidates to seven. Tom Steyer is in this one. Why wasn't he in last week's and why is he in this week's?
Well, it's because of the arcane and Byzantine polling thresholds that have been set up by the Democratic National Committee, thresholds that have also shifted as time has gone along. It wasn't a month ago when the Democratic National Committee decided that it was going to do away with a small dollar donation threshold, meaning that candidates had to get a certain number, a very high number of individual contributions, even a dollar or $5 from people who were donating to this candidate or another candidate. Michael Bloomberg got in the race. He started doing really well, and the Democratic National Committee decided to do away with that threshold. Tom Steyer is in because he's polling really well in South Carolina. He's been sort of the forgotten billionaire in this race. Well, he's forgotten no more, at least tonight, when he's going to be standing on the stage with Michael Bloomberg making a case for himself. And right now, it's entirely possible that Tom Steyer could do quite well in South Carolina, if you believe what the latest polls are saying. Right now, it's Bernie Sanders, who's very much in the mix in South Carolina. Joe Biden, who still could win despite his kind of fall from grace, if you will. And Tom Steyer is up there, too, in sort of the high teens. So it's really kind of anyone's race right now in South Carolina to ultimately come across the finish line.
You know, wondering if you can shed some light on this for me, because I see so often people bring up the fact that, you know, why are we just prepared to give Bernie Sanders the nomination? You know, there's only so many delegates awarded. There's so many still left on the table. Anything can really happen. But, you know, why is it so often that we talk about the people who win the first couple states as, you know, the clear front runner, almost as if it's theirs to lose? I mean, there's obviously reasons for it.
So two countervailing forces here. Number one, people who bring up the issue, well, wait, it's so early. Most of the delegates are still on the table. They're absolutely right. Most of the delegates still are on the table. And going into Super Tuesday, about a third of them are going to be decided. So it's incredibly important, and here's the other side of that coin, it's incredibly important to have momentum in those early states and prove that you're a winner, prove that you can beat other candidates in the race, and that's oftentimes going to be an indicator that you're going to be successful in a general election context. People don't want to back somebody who is not even shown that they can't win in the intramural contest. So for Bernie Sanders, that's really, really good news for him. For other candidates, such as Amy Klobuchar, perhaps not. So all the candidates who haven't won a race yet and haven't won a contest yet, and that's everyone except for Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, who right now still maintains a very, very narrow, slim lead in the Iowa caucuses, which remain a bit unsettled. Those are the only two candidates who can say that, hey, I've got a victory here, so you should support me. And going into Super Tuesday, you're going to have that South Carolina primary being kind of the last best kick in the pants to get you toward that Super Tuesday finish line. And that momentum is very, very important. People like to talk about momentum a lot and understate its importance, but in presidential primaries, it is very important. And we've seen that time and time again throughout history, modern history, with both Democrats and Republicans, for that matter.
Yeah, it's like in a hockey game. You look at people talk about momentum in a game, and really it doesn't mean anything whatsoever. But momentum has been proven to mean something when it comes to these presidential races.
Well, I mean, Brian, if you don't believe in momentum, yeah, just watch a Sabres game and tell me that momentum doesn't matter.
That's a years-long momentum, Dave.
Hey, do you expect coronavirus to come up on the debate stage tonight?
Entirely possible. And a lot of issues are going to come up. This is going to be an hours-long debate. And as a result, you could definitely have a whole variety of issues. I would expect health to come up in general. You're going to hear probably a lot more about the candidates' various health plans broadly, but more acutely what they're going to do about something like a pandemic, whether it's coronavirus or something else. So, yeah, don't be shocked if that comes up, especially given that it's an issue that's dominating the headlines right now worldwide and increasingly in the United States as it pertains to the United States. And Donald Trump, it's very much been on his mind talking about trying to get additional funding for research in vaccines into dealing with the coronavirus. And that's a live political issue. So in debates, people like debating live political issues. That's for sure.
Dave, we appreciate it. Dave Leventhal, editor-at-large with the Center for Public Integrity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.